The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 633.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Isn't it fun that we get to hang out? I love it that you're here, and I want to thank you for all of your support. Oh my gosh, that's such a big feel-good for me, and I'm telling you, the show is a success because of you. It's because of you. You did this. All right, so guess what we're going to talk about today, because we had a direct seller write in, and specifically, she wants to attract clients, team members, hosts, the whole shebang. Do people still say the whole shebang? I'm not sure. I still say it. So here's what she said. She says, I want to know how to attract hosts, customers, and team members so I can promote quickly. And she wants more consistency with her brand training. So I totally get that. So here it's easy. Three steps I'm going to give you, and these are easy to implement, but it'll make it easy for you to attract exactly who you're looking for. So the very first step to do is to paint a picture of who you want to attract. And you might have three different pictures if you're looking at clients, team members, and hosts. Maybe it's three different pictures. So take time and really even write it down. Who do you want to attract? What do you want them to be like? And this can be like a typical entrepreneur exercise where you're like, well, I want a woman aged 25 to 35 who's got 2.5 kids. But I'm really saying, think about who you want to attract more based on personality type. So think about those things that you want, those traits, those personality traits that you want them to have. I want somebody who's excited about my product. I want somebody who likes to use it on a regular basis. I want somebody who's got a good sense of humor. I want somebody who is eager and excited about life. I want somebody who loves to learn and who's passionate about things and who has interests and who is positive and who's open to being positive, right? Think about those traits that you're looking for. You know, when a hostess, you might say, I want somebody who, I'm going to use the word competitive, even though I know not everybody likes that word, but it's nice to have a host who really wants to break records and who wants to have a good party and who's an achiever and who wants to do a good job and who wants to break records of past experiences that you've had, or a team member who likes the idea of recognition and of being able to achieve and move through the ranks. So what are those characteristics that you're looking for? Now, here's why you want to paint this picture. So the obvious answer is that when you get really, really clear on who you're looking for, then your brain or your reticular activating system starts looking for that person and starts sifting through the mucky muck and bringing these people on your radar, and you start to notice and have experiences with people that you wouldn't have had before if you weren't looking for them. That's how Mallory joined my team. I made a really big list of what I was looking for, the kind of help that I needed at the Mind Aware, and specifically the kind of person that I wanted to be a part of the team, and that's how I found Mallory. But there's a really important second reason why you want to paint this picture of who you want to attract. And the very important second reason is that it feels good. When you are sitting there painting that picture and visualizing, really feeling it in your body like, yeah, I want this person who is excited to achieve, and I want this person who loves to learn and who's positive like me and who just wants to talk about the company and the product all the time. Like, I'm so obsessed with the product and I know that they are going to be too, and it's going to be so fun to talk to them. Like, it feels so good to paint that picture. So paint that picture clearly, and after you've got it, then milk that picture every day. In your free time, milk that picture every day. That's step two. So step one is get clear on who you want. Step two is start talking to yourself like it's already happening. Start talking to yourself like it's already happening. Talk as you're cleaning your kitchen. Talk as you're walking the dog. Talk as you're making the bed. To yourself, thinking, yeah, yeah, this is working. I feel like this is happening. My brain's getting on board. I know it's working because I'm feeling good. And I know the better I feel about this, the more my brain is on board looking for this. I'm getting excited because I can feel it's working already. When you keep saying to yourself, it's working already, it's working already, it's working already, it's working already, your brain gets on board with that message. And your reticular activating system says, aye, aye, Dana, it's working already. We're on it. So me, myself, and I, my whole brain is on it. Then step three is, and this is going to seem kind of like a silly step after you hear step two. Step two is start talking to yourself like it's already happening. Step three is start talking to others like it's really happening. And don't force this. Don't do this early. But you will know that you are really thinking about this when it starts to come out of your mouth. When you start to actually tell people this, you might not have any evidence on the outside world that it's really working. But if you think about this so much that you actually start talking to people and saying like, wow, I just really feel like I'm starting to attract the person I'm looking for and things are coming together and my business is working, then you know you're training your brain, because you can't help yourself. You can't stop talking about it when you're really training your brain. And this whole process I'm talking about doesn't have to take more than a few days. By day three of even doing step two and thinking about it so much, you will start to have evidence in the outside world that it's working, because the reticular activating system kicks in at about 72 hours, about day three. So if you really milk this person you're going to attract, think about it like it's already happening, and you're thinking about it and thinking about it, talking to yourself that way, you will start to see evidence that it's working, and you will start talking to others automatically. It's a natural progression of that. By the way, if you want to do a deep dive on this material and understand all the elements, like why does this work? Because this is not hooey-fooey or woo-woo or mystical or any of that stuff. This is just strictly brain science. And I'm a high school graduate, so not only can I understand it at a high school graduate level, I can explain it at a high school graduate level. Go to 60secondworkshop.com, 60secondworkshop.com, and you understand the whole thing in 60 seconds for the first video. If you watch the whole video series, it's 8 minutes total, and it'll really give you a firm understanding on how this works. Because your brain, contrary to what you've heard from other people, your brain is your best friend. Your brain is not sabotaging you. It is standing at attention all day, every day, wanting to serve you. And those clients and those hosts and those team members, they are all out there waiting for you. And your brain is ready to look for them. So just feed it that good information. Tell it what you want. Think those positive thoughts. Say that it's happening. Get yourself feeling good. Know that it is that easy. It's so crazy, right? It is that easy. When you feel good, you get better results. When you feel good, you take more action. When you feel good, you take better action. When you feel good, you make better choices. When you feel good, you get access to good ideas. When you feel good, you show up in the world in a better way. When you feel good, people like you better. When you feel good, you like other people better. When you feel good, you sit down and you get stuff done and you get in the flow. It all starts there. There is nothing more important in building your business than mindset and milking those good feelings and amping those good feelings and cranking up those good feelings. And I know you've totally got this.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.